It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Carrie Nolan. Former Governor Christine Todd Whitman rose to New Jersey's highest office as a Republican. She worked in the Nixon administration and under George W. Bush and founded what eventually became the Republican Leadership Council. But Whitman has had less and less common cause with the National Republican Party in recent years and in 2020 backed Joe Biden over Donald Trump. Now she's co-chair of a new party, hoping to appeal to those seeking another option somewhere to the center of Republicans and Democrats. Governor Whitman joins us now to talk about the Forward Party and its place in a divided political landscape. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning. It's good to be with you.
Nice to have you. It's been more than 17 years since you wrote your book, It's My Party Too, which advocated for what you called radical moderates. You made the case that the Republican Party was pulling too far right on social issues, and that was before the rise of President Trump and even before the Tea Party. What have you seen since then?
Things have just gotten worse. I mean, there's no satisfaction, and I told you so, and because I care too much about this country. So it's frustrating. It's disheartening. And that's why the four of us who are the co-chairs feel that this is the moment. I mean, you have got 60% of the American people who say they would like to see a third alternative. In fact, it's almost two-thirds of registered Democrats and registered Republicans who say they'd look at a third party. People are just feeling abandoned by their parties because the majority of us are in the middle.
Many pundits have kind of been dismissive about the Forward Party, or they say if it has any effect, it'll wind up mostly pulling votes from Democrats, in particular from never-Trump centrists, as well as moderate Republicans. What do you say?
Well, first of all, I say we'll be a spoiler, and my response is, a spoiler of what? The system is not working for people, the average person, the way they want it to. We're not going to spoil anything. And when people say this, they're really talking and looking to the presidential in 2024. That's not what we're about. We're about the 500,000 offices that are elected across this country. We're building from the ground up. We're doing something entirely different. And people complain, say, well, what's your platform? We know that the American people coalesce around a commitment to economic opportunity, personal freedom and liberty, and the defense of the democracy at home and abroad. That's the center core. What we're going to do is go out starting in September and have a series of listening sessions around the country asking the people, what do you want? What do you think are the major issues? Where do you think, how should we be approaching them? And then in next summer, we'll have a convention where we will develop a platform based on what the American people want. And we hope that both liberals and conservatives, people all across the spectrum, will find a home there. They're not going to agree on everything. We never do. We never have. But they can still come together under those with those basic principles, and we can start moving the country forward.
It's interesting. The Forward has wrought some curious alliances. A co-founder of the Renew America movement that merged into Forward, Evan McMullen, supported overturning Roe v. Wade when he ran for president in 2016, and then he reversed that position this year. Andrew Yang has been an advocate of intensely progressive policies like universal basic income. And another group that merged into Forward, the Serve America movement, was founded by George W. Bush administration staffers. How are they all coming together?
Well, that's the point. I mean, you've really just made my point for me. It's that these are all people who say we have to do better than what we're doing. We have to offer the people another way. We're not going to agree on all of these issues that when you get down to specifics, but we can agree on what are the most important things to move the country forward. What can we do to ensure economic opportunity for everybody and personal liberty and our defenses? Let's start there. But of course, we have to start back a bit. We don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. We've got to get on the ballot. We're looking to get on the ballot on 15 states by the end of this year, 30 some odd next year, and all 50 states by 2024.
I'm afraid that's where we have to leave it. We could talk about this for a lot longer. Christine Todd Whitman is a former Republican governor of New Jersey and now co-chair of the centrist Forward Party. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me. Have a good day.